From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the crisis over North Korea's nuclear program with U.S. counterpart Donald Trump in a phone call Thursday, according to the Kremlin. The two heads of state discussed the situation in several crisis zones with a focus on solving the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula, the Kremlin said in a statement without elaborating. For his part, UN Secretary General weighed in on the North Korean issue from Japan, where he was meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Antonio Guterres spoke to reporters in Tokyo.
I think it is important for all parties to understand the urgency of finding a solution, avoiding the kind of confrontation that could have tragic consequences for everybody.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to meet with United Nations Security Council members on Friday to discuss putting maximum pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. The State Department said Tillerson would call on the council members to work together to continue economic and diplomatic pressure on North Korea in order to compel its regime to end its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Also on Thursday, the U.S. voted to dismantle the two-year net neutrality rules that guaranteed equal access to the Internet. The new policies reduce regulation on major Internet service providers. From Washington, this is VOA News. Standing in front of large pieces of debris, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told a news conference at a military base in Washington that the U.S. has undeniable evidence that Iran is illegally supplying weapons to rebels in Yemen as part of a pattern of bad behavior in the region. Haley said the pieces were from a short-range missile recently fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen. They fired it into Saudi Arabia, where it struck a civilian airport. She said the activity is not just limited to Yemen.
What we're also seeing is activity in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and we'll be able to show all of those, and there is more coming. This is not it. There is a lot more of uncomfortable evidence that the international community will look at and realize how dangerous this is.
In a statement, the Iranian UN mission said immediately after Haley's comments, they said that they dismissed the allegations as unfounded and, at the same time, irresponsible. Two Reuters news agency journalists have been arrested in Myanmar, and Reuters has called for their immediate release. Wei Lone and Kay Sa-U were arrested for possessing important secret papers obtained from two policemen who had worked in Rakhine State, where violence blamed on security forces has forced more than 630 minority Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. Reuters Southeast Asia Bureau Chief John Chalmers says the journalists face the possibility of years in prison.
So we understand that Wallone and KCO have been charged under the Official Secrets Act, which is a British colonial era, very sweeping law, under which they could face imprisonment of up to 14 years.
Human Rights Watch has condemned the arrests and echoed calls for their release. The U.S. State Department says it is watching the situation closely. An eighth planet has been found in a faraway solar system, matching our own in numbers. NASA joined with Google on Thursday to announce the finding. The eighth planet orbits the star known as Kepler-90. Some 5,045 light years away. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.